Hey, welcome back to Insight on Business. Gratefully, you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Brent Eisenberger. Eisenberger Photography, as a matter of fact. And full disclosure, I've known Brent for decades, as a matter of fact. And he just came by. We're at the Central Iowa Business Conference, and he's doing the photography here. And I've seen him at numerous events all over the state of Iowa. And we started talking about photography and his photography business and the far-reaching implications of that and what he's been doing for years and what he continues to work at. And I said, Brent, you got to sit down and have this conversation because I bet folks don't know. And he said, okay, let's see what happens. So, Brent, welcome, my friend. Good to see you.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Oh, wow. Did I say anything that was incorrect?
No. The only thing I don't do is I don't do weddings. I don't do seniors. It's commercial photography and simple video, some drone photography. So
let's talk about business photography. And one of the things I think I'm really impressed with, and you've shot things for me in the past, is product photography, products, things that need to have an image done of them. How hard is that? I mean, for you, okay, it's like falling off a log. I get that. But for a business out there that's looking to showcase what it is that they're doing, that can be daunting, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is lighting. A lot of it is focus. A lot of it is clarity of the product. And, do I tell my story of my client that came back in?
Yeah.
So, a couple years ago, I had a client that showed up, and I hadn't seen him for 2 years, and I'd been shooting for him every year. And it's an awards company. And I made the comment when he came into the studio, and I said, I haven't seen you for a couple years. And he said, well, my brother knew somebody who had a nice camera.
Uh-huh.
And so they got that arranged. He said, we had trouble building a softbox like you have for the studio.
So, softbox is what?
So a softbox diffuses the light.
Right.
It's just a big, nice area of light, nice and soft, especially for chrome products and things like that. You just get a nice overall lighting. So he had trouble building one of those. It took him most of the day. And then even during the photo shoot, he brought about 300 and some products. And during the photo shoot, there was one product that said, he said, we have trouble photographing this.
And why was that?
And I said, what do you need to see? And he says, well, it's got kind of a metallic coating on it, metallic printing.
Right.
And it's three-dimensional. And we need to show that. So I set it up like I normally do, put my reflector cards up, put the light in place, shot the photo digitally, looked at it on the monitor when it came up, and his shoulders sunk down, his head kind of sunk down. And I thought, oh, we didn't get it? He goes, no. He says, you just shot in 30 seconds, or it took you 30 seconds, what took us 6 hours last year to shoot. And I said, well, here's what you do. You shoot 10,000 products over the next 5 years. You'll have to reshoot some. I do too, just to make them look nicer. But I said, that way you'll get experience and you'll learn.
And so he said,
no, I'm not doing this again. We're coming back here. So
there's a lesson there, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and I get it. I truly do get it. But photography is such an art. And what slays me, Brent, and you mentioned you don't do weddings and you don't do senior pictures and that kind of thing. What slays me is that so many people do. And they buy a digital camera and they hang out a shingle and they're a photographer.
Right. Now, there are some out there that have an eye.
Correct.
That are good at what they do, but it still takes tons of practice.
Oh, yeah.
Again, you'll have reshoots. I did through my whole 30-some years of my own business and 6 years with another studio that you did reshoots and you found out why and you corrected it and you learned from that.
So product photography is one of your specialties. You've been doing that for a long time. And you also do association work. Yeah?
Yes.
Big meetings and things like that?
I do event photography.
Yeah.
Try to cover the speakers that are there. Try to show the size of the crowd so they can have speakers come for the next year. And they have, and nowadays it's called content instead of photos.
Right.
that they have content for their website that they can pass on to, you know, to
whomever
speakers that, you know, speakers that they're trying to pursue and have come in for the next year's event, and also the vendors that they have at the event also to get more vendors come in.
So do speakers also sometimes utilize your work? I mean, if they're speaking at such and such a location out there, and you're there on behalf of that association or group, and you're taking shots of them while they're speaking, do they sometimes utilize that as well?
Yeah, so I've had that too, where they'll notice me taking photos and they'll come down afterwards, or sometimes I'm introduced to them beforehand.
Right.
And they'll ask if they can use photos, or, you know, can I email them some photos that, you know, they could use for their own purposes and marketing.
Sure. So. One of the things that you shared with me off mic was that you've run into this a couple of times where an association or a group or a function has hired a photographer, and then what happens?
They've told me that they don't show up. There was, you know, six clients or so that I had last year that made the same comment, that I would come in, thank them for the business, thank them for the opportunity to do the photography for them, and they said, well, we appreciate you being here, and at least you show up. And I thought, is this something new that's going on? And they said, more than you know.
They did. They don't show up for the gig.
Yeah, evidently. So.
Or they're late.
Yeah, and there's, you know, it was a couple that said that, you know, people would show up 2 hours late and feel no remorse, and it was, you know, they said, well, hey, I'm here, and they go, well, you missed what we wanted you to shoot.
What do you attribute that to?
Man, I have no idea. I don't know if it's just the new work ethic that's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you worked on a farm.
Yes.
So, that's got to count for something.
Well, I kind of grew up, I had a dad that, you know, and my dad worked all hours.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't just taking care of his own business, because he had a business, and then the farm work, but there was always something to do. But he always kind of, and I remember him telling me, always deliver a little bit more than what the client expects.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if the client expects a donut, you bring the donut in with a cup of coffee and, you know, whatever else. But deliver more than, you know, what you're expected to deliver.
Expectations are. And that is a lesson, I think, for any business that happens to be listening, that if you exceed expectations, you're going to be asked to come back.
Yes.
And you've been asked to come back to numerous events. And I know, because I've gone to many of these events and you're there.
Yes.
And, but we've never sat down to have this conversation that I find is so interesting. What about the world of photography? And to be straight shooter with you, full transparency, I've got an SLR, and I used to take some product photos, and it was a lot of trial and error, and, you know, sometimes, and that's when I called you. But what's interesting is I went back and I said, you know, I've got to have a refresher course. So both Brent and I buy a lot of equipment through a local dealer, the name Christensen Photo. It's in Urbandale, as a matter of fact. Great, great company.
Yes.
Family owned.
Yes.
And so they had a 2-hour, I think, class that I took. And they gave me all the, you know, the f-stop and the whatever, I don't know.
All the things you need to know to be a professional.
Correct. And I walked out of there going, okay, well, I'm gone. You know, there's so much to learn.
Oh, yeah.
And how do you pick that up? Is it just trial and error?
I'm still learning.
Really?
I mean, when digital came along, it's still learning how to get that correct exposure on the sensor, because it can still come back and trip you up if your shadows have too much density or you've blown out highlights. So it actually hasn't been too much different than film. But now it's an electronic format, so it was a lot more to learn. And now when I go to a job, it's like, do I have enough rolls of film? It's now, are all my batteries charged up? So
I can appreciate that. I used to shoot cover shots for magazines back in the day, back a long time ago. And, you know, that was back in the day where we were doing film. And the anguish of trying to get the right shot, you might roll through, you know, several, six rolls of 24 exposures each or something, and hope that you got the right shot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And today, you know almost immediately.
Oh, yeah, and it's, and it's one of those, like, you talk about your frustration, but it doesn't cost you anything now to experiment and play around.
Right.
You know, it used to be you took, well, back when I was first learning photography when I was little, I took my first roll of film down to the drugstore, got it back, you know, 3 or 4 days later, and I thought, wow, this looks like crap.
Yeah, right.
And it was like, okay, what did I do?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you know, and it cost me, I think, $8.95 back in that day. And it was
which, like, was expensive.
Yeah. So it was like, you know, throwing out $30 now, I suppose. But
so, yeah, you not only got the film to buy, you also have the developing thing going
yeah.
on. So, yeah. yeah
so it's, now it's, you know, it's you can learn by trial and error. You can look at what you're doing. If you know how to make the correction, you make the correction. I do that now. I mean, I go to an event like this and went in and shot about 2 or 3 different exposures just to see which one was going to be the best.
Yeah.
Looked at my histogram, which is important, and checked that, and then just picked the best exposure and just shot through the whole roll like that.
Well, this is such an art, and I think one of the things that so many people do not understand, you know, it's point and click, and frankly, some of these new phones have got wonderful cameras in them.
Oh, yes.
But it still matters with regard to knowing what you're shooting.
Yes.
And also getting that shot set correctly, right?
Right. Oh, right, yeah. And getting the lighting.
Yeah,
know.
Right.
Getting the light so the viewer can see what you're shooting and see it correctly and you know, so you have a nice exposed shot.
Right. So at these kinds of functions that are going on all over that you've been party of, you've got different lighting conditions all the time.
Oh, yeah.
From a stage where a speaker's got
spotlights
on them
yeah.
To a darkened rest of the room, mm-hmm. There's a lot going on there.
Oh, yeah. So, and I had that today too, just as we were testing exposure and was getting ready to shoot and the speaker went up on the stage, they turned the lights down. So you have to kind of start over a little bit, but you know, you got to make the compensation. So
what do you see in the future? When are you retiring, Brent?
Oh, you'd have to have a job to retire from. You know, I like what I do.
Yeah,
so I mean, I'll probably start doing travel photography and
ooh, that'd be neat.
Get out and about and, you know, still do work for the clients that I want to do work with. Most of them are fun, so it'll probably be all of them.
Now, one of the things that surprised me, I did not know, is that you're not just doing photography in Central Iowa, but you're kind of traveling around a little bit too, aren't you?
It's a little bit. I mean, I'll, you know, if they want me, I'm shooting the next 3 days up in Marshalltown, so I'm going up there for 3 days. I mean, yeah, I'll travel the region, so yeah, it's. I'll go where they pay me to go. So, and I actually have a shoot next, well, maybe this fall for the Farm Progress show that'll be in Illinois. So
right.
That was one of my new clients last year of shooting three days with them. And now
that's
probably
a massive
yeah,
show.
Yeah. So now I'll probably be going down to Illinois because they liked what I did in Boone. So.
Wow. Well, you are an artist, and I take that to the bank because that is so important.
Thank you.
Especially, well, it's the truth. Especially if people want a good result in the end, they're going to have to, well, it's always, if it's cheap, it may not work.
Right.
You know, if it's good and you got to pay a little bit more, it's all worth it. I mean, we're sitting here in this hallway having this conversation, and over your left shoulder are various images about this facility,
mm-hmm.
and many of them have product photos in it.
Yes.
And so, and crisp and clear, yeah, and that is an art. Brent, thanks so much for visiting with me. I really,
you bet. Thank you.
I wanted to do this for years, and you're always busy, and so am I. So we just had a few moments to sit down and talk about the world of photography with Brent Eisenberger. A nice card. He's got a little QR code on the back of it. Ready to go from the great city of Altoona.
Yes.
Thank you, Brent.
You bet. Thank you.
Once again, the voice of master photographer Brent Eisenberger, who, by the way, yes, also does some great video work. All right, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice
of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Brent Eisenberger, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.